各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
今天下午我们要来讲无憾的人生。
This afternoon, the topic of our mutual encouragement is a life of no regrets.
每个人对人生都有不同的期待。
Everyone has different expectations towards life.
也有不同的目标。
And different goals as well.
有一些人是追求富足的人生。
Some people pursue after a life of prosperity.
他人生都是希望可以赚比较多的钱。
These people, they want to maximize the amount of money they can make during life.
生活过得很舒服。
And live a comfortable life.
有一些人是追求知识的人生。
Others pursue a life of knowledge.
不断的学习。
They continually learn.
不断的做研究。
They continually experiment.
可以找到更多科学的真理。
So that they can discover more of science and the truth in science.
有一些人是追求刺激的人生。
Others pursue a life of excitement.
他想要更大的成就。
They want to pursue after accomplishments.
或者做很多平常人不敢做的事情。
Or do the things that ordinary people dare not to do.
比如说他要跳降落伞。
For example, they parachute.
他要学去开飞机。
They learn to pilot planes.
现在比较流行有一个说法叫 bucket list.
Nowadays, people often refer to this as a bucket list.
就是说，如果你离世之前，你想要做的那些事情，比如说十样事情，你把它写下来。
And a bucket list refers to a list of items that one would like to accomplish before he or she dies.
这个是从一个电影里面衍生出来的，大家很多人现在都这样子去做。
Originally, this term came out of a movie, but now people actually practice this.
但是其实啊，什么的人生最重要
？But What is the most important aspect of life?
无憾的人生最重要。
The most important kind of life is a life of no regrets.
就是没有遗憾。
It is a life where nothing is regretted.
什么叫遗憾呢？
What is a regret?
这里明明有一些事情你想要做。
A regret happens when there is something you want to do.
你觉得很重要。
Something you think is very important.
你准备要去做的。
And you've prepared to do it.
但是你没有时间去做。
But you do not have time to do it.
你想晚一点才去做。
You delay it.
结果后来发觉你没有时间了。
But in the end, you realize that you have no time.
这样你的人生就结束了。
And your life ends.
这样就变成叫做遗憾。
And so that would be a life of regrets.
这是最重要的部分，你没有去做。
That is to say, you have not done what is the most important part.
像我们去旅游。
For example, when you go on a vacation,
你去到一个城市，一定有最重要的景点是一定要去的。
When you arrive at a city, there must be the top destination that you would like to go to.
比如说你去巴黎，就一定要去巴黎铁塔。
For example, when you go to Paris, you must go to the Eiffel Tower.
那你已经去到巴黎了，没有去看铁塔。
If you go to Paris and you did not go to see the tower,
就有点遗憾。
Then you may feel regret.
人生也是一样。
So too is life.
人生有很多事情。
There are many things that happen in life.
没有人有所有的时间去做每一样事情。
And none of us have an infinite amount of time so that we can accomplish all things.
但是有一些事情是一定要做的。
But even so, in life, there are some things that cannot be avoided.
你没有去做就会有遗憾。
Because if you do not accomplish those things, then you will have regrets.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
有什么事情是一定要去做的。
About the things that must be done.
才不会有遗憾。
So that we will not regret.
如果我们今天晚上离开世界，也不会有遗憾。
We will not regret, even if tonight is our last night in this world.
如果要按照圣经的话去做。
As long as we do according to the Bible.
第一件事情。
The first thing.
趁着父母还在
is that while our parents are still around,
要好好对自己的父母。
We need to treat them well.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
以弗所书的六章的二节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 2.
六章二节。
Ephesians 6:2.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
圣经里面有很多教训。
There are many teachings in the Bible.
神给人类的也有十条很重要的诫命。
God also gives humankind the Ten Commandments.
那么十条诫命里面。
Within the Ten Commandments,
头四条是对于神的。
The first four commandments are related to our relationship with God.
我们要敬拜独一的真神。
For example, that we need to worship the only one true God.
不可以拜偶像。
We shall not have any idols.
不可以妄称神的名。
We shall not say the name of God in vain.
好好守安息日。
We must keep the Sabbath day.
这是对神的。
These are all towards God.
那后面那六条呢，是对人的。
And the latter six commandments are towards man.
对人的六条诫命里面。
And within these six,
第一条就是讲到你怎么对自己的父母。
The first talks about how we should deal with our parents.
如果你不会对自己的父母好。
If we do not treat our parents well,
那对别人好，其他的都是假的。
But we treat other people well, then all of this is false.
神不会喜欢的。
And God will not be pleased with us.
所以圣经特别强调。
Therefore, the Bible especially discusses this.
要孝敬父母。
Saying we must honor our father and mother.
如果大家有留意新闻。
If we pay attention to the news.
前几天呢，在韩国发生了一件非常悲痛的事情。
We realized that a few days ago in South Korea there was a very tragic event.
有一艘载满了300多个乘客的大的渡轮。
There was a cruise vessel which had 300, more than 300 passengers.
翻船。
Which capsized.
上面呢坐了100多个学生。
And among the 300 were more than 100 students.
他们是参加学校的活动。
They were attending a school event.
这个船在很短时间之内就开始沉。
And within a short period of time after capsizing it, the boat started to sink.
很多学生来不及穿救生衣。
And so many of these students did not have enough time to put on a life jacket.
也没有时间逃生。
Neither did they have time to save their own lives.
也没有办法上到救生艇上面。
They were unable to get onto a lifeboat.
在他们人生啊最危险的时候。
So in this most perilous time of their life,
在他们人生快要结束的时候。
At this moment in time when their life was about to end,
很多学生啊他就发短信给他的父母。
Many of these students chose to text their parents.
在报纸上面看到的都觉得很心酸。
And when you read these texts in the newspaper, you feel very sour inside.
他们打短信给父母说什么呢？
What are some of the contents of their texts?
有一些人说父母啊，妈妈对不起。
Some say, Mom, I'm sorry.
我以前不乖。
I'm sorry that I was not a good child in the past.
我不听你话。
I did not listen to your words.
请你原谅我。
I ask you to forgive me.
有一些人打短信说，爸爸我爱你。
Others text to their fathers saying, Father, I love you.
我以前没有勇气讲。
I did not have the courage to say this in the past.
但是呢，现在他就打短信。
But now, these students, they text their parents in this way.
为什么他们那个时候会这样子打？
Why did they text their parents?
因为他们知道没有机会了。
It was because they realized that they didn't have time or opportunity anymore.
再不讲都没有机会了。
They realized that if they did not make these known, they would not have another opportunity to do so.
人呢都是这样子。
This is the state of mankind.
人呢，有句话叫水往低流，水啊都是往低的地方流的。
There's a phrase that says water always flows downward.
就是说呢，我们对下一代好啊，是很自然的。
And the meaning of this phrase, this saying, is that it is natural for us to be kind to the next generation.
你把孩子生出来，你自然就会把最好的爱、最好的物质、什么东西给他，无条件的。
When we give birth to our children, naturally, we give them the best, naturally, we love them.
但是人呢，都不一定会记起、想起自己的父母的辛劳。
But it is not necessarily in the nature of man to be thoughtful of their parents.
等到有一天父母不在了。
It is only when one's parents are no longer there.
你再想要去好好孝顺他。
Then one wants to honor the parents.
想一想说句我爱你。
And then it is at those times that one wants to tell the parents that he or she loves them.
想要去抱他一下。
Wants to hug them.
你发觉他已经不在了。
But in those times it is too late.
这个就是人生最大的遗憾。
And that is the greatest regret of mankind.
有人说啊，基督教你们都不孝顺。
Some people say Christians do not honor their parents.
你们都不拜祖先。
Because they don't worship their ancestors.
我们中国人最孝顺，爸爸妈妈死了还要拜他。
Some people say that the Chinese people are the most filial because when their parents die, they even worship them.
家里的祖先的牌位啊，放在那边每天供奉。
They worship all of their ancestors every day.
其实这样是真正孝顺吗？
But is that real piety?
拜祖先的这个故事啊，是怎么来的呢？
Where does the story of worshiping ancestors come from?
话说在很久很久以前，中国人有一个人叫丁兰。
It actually comes from a story of a person a long time ago in China whose name was Ding Lan.
他很不孝顺。
He was very dishonorable to his parents.
他对他父母很凶。
He was very stern to his parents.
会骂他父母。
He would scold his parents.
甚至有时候会打他父母。
Sometimes even beat them.
父母还是很爱儿子。
But still, the parents love him very much.
是被他骂还是爱他还是照顾他。
Even when they were scolded by him, they still loved him and took care of him.
这个丁兰有一天就在田里面耕田。
So one day, this Ding Lan was working the field.
他在休息。
And then he rested.
刚好那个田就在河边。
And his field was next to a river.
他坐在田边休息的时候。
So while he was resting by the river,
突然间看到一只母牛啊，在喂一只小牛吃奶。
He saw a female oxen feeding the baby cow.
那个小牛吃奶的时候都跪在妈妈的那个乳房下面。
He saw that when the baby cow was feeding, it would kneel down next to the mother.
所以他就很感动。
And he was moved by that scene.
一条牛都知道要跪着对自己妈妈。
He thought even cows know to kneel before their parents.
没有妈妈的奶，那个小牛怎么长大呢？
And indeed, without the milk of the mother, how would the baby cow grow up?
所以呢，他觉得说他自己以前很不对。
And so he realized that he was wrong.
所以他觉得说，从今天开始我对妈妈好一点。
And he determined that from that day onwards, he would be better to his parents.
刚好呢，就是送饭，妈妈来送 lunch 的时候。
It so happened that the time had arrived for his mother to come and bring him his lunch.
妈妈在路上想说今天要不要被骂了，
And
送迟了一点啊。
While the mother was coming to him, she thought maybe because she was late today, she might be scolded by him again.
这个丁兰啊，哇，看到妈妈很远的地方跑过来。
And when Ding Lan saw that his mother had come from afar,
他想说这次我对妈妈好一点。
He thought this time he must be kinder to his mother.
所以他就冲过去。
So he ran towards her,
大声叫妈妈，
saying, "Mom!"
拿着那个锄头，妈妈，他想要冲过去抱她。
And he ran towards her, wanting to give her a hug.
他妈妈想要糟糕了，这就是我送饭了，晚了五分钟。
But his mother thought that this is terrible because she thought that he was running towards her because she was late delivering lunch. She thought she was going to be beaten, and so she turned around and ran for her life. And by accident, she ran into the river. And she was swept away by the water. When Ding Lan arrived by the river, he could not find her anymore. He only saw a piece of wood.
他说妈妈妈妈每天抱着那个木头来哭啊。
And so from that day onwards, he held on to that piece of wood and cried to it as if it was his mother.
拿回家来拜啊。
And he also worshipped that piece of wood.
中国人就把他的故事放在二十四孝里面。
And so the Chinese people regarded this story very highly.
说他说啊，大的孝子。
And they imitated him and called him a son who honored his parents.
其实他真的是孝子吗？
But did he really honor his parents?
一点都不像。
Not at all.
他父母在世的时候对父母不好。
Because when his parents were still in this world, he neglected them.
死了，再来拜他啦，做一些仪式啊，那就没有用了。
And it is only when they have passed away, then he tried to worship them and do things for them, but that was useless.
所以基督教是最孝顺的宗教。
So indeed, Christianity is a religion that honors parents the most.
因为是第一条带应许的诫命。
Because within the Bible, it is the first commandment with a promise.
神说你孝顺父母，神要祝福你。
God says that if you honor your father and mother, you will be blessed.
大大的祝福你。
You will be blessed greatly.
在世上得福。
And you will be blessed in the world.
在世长寿，还有将来永远的福。
You will, it will be well with you in the earth, and you may live long on the earth.
因为这神很看重孝顺父母。
Because God greatly emphasizes honoring parents.
但是基督教的孝顺是趁着父母活着的时候孝顺。
And the honoring of parents of Christianity happens while the parents are still in the world.
而不是死了之后来拜。
Not after they have died.
因为死了，你拜他，他没有用。
Because if they die and you worship them, that is useless.
他也不是神，你不应该拜他。
And they're not gods, so you should not worship them anyway.
所以我们不要等到有一天，哎呀，自己快死了，哎呀，才想起我没有对父母好。
Therefore, let us not wait until the day when our parents are not here anymore, to want to be nice to them.
也不要等到父母快走了，才想说，哎呀，我很多话没有跟父母讲，很多地方没有带父母去。
And we should not wait until the time when our parents are about to depart to think about all of the things that we should have done for them.
圣经有一个人叫约瑟。
In the Bible, there's a man whose name was Joseph.
他很年轻的时候就离开家里。
When he was very young, he went away from home.
他17岁就被卖。
When he was 17 years old, he was sold.
他爸爸很爱他。
Even though his father loved him very much.
但是他爸爸也看不见他了。
But his father could not see him anymore.
他被卖到埃及之后，他的人生有很大的转变。
After Joseph was sold to the land of Egypt, his life changed a lot.
经历过很多曲解的事情。
He had to endure many misunderstandings and sufferings.
被卖到人家家里当奴仆。
He was sold as a slave.
被下到监里。
And then he was imprisoned.
囚犯。
As a criminal.
但是后来被提升做法老的助手。
And eventually, he was raised up to be the second in command to Pharaoh.
后来啊，很多年之后跟他的兄弟相遇。
And many years later, he happened to see his brothers again.
他跟那卖他的兄弟相认之后。
After he met with the brothers who sold him in the first place.
他跟他们问的第一个问题是什么呢？
What was the first question he had for them?
我们看创世纪啊。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪第三十七章。
Genesis chapter
37. 这里是记载啊，三十七章的第二节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2.
他被卖的时候，雅各的基勒在下面，约瑟十七岁，与他们哥哥一同牧羊，就是那个时候他被卖的。
It says, this is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock. So Joseph was sold when he was 17 years old.
经过了很多年了。
Many years after,
我们看45章。
Well, let us look at chapter 45.
45章的第三节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse
3. 45章的三节。
Genesis 45 verse 3.
约瑟对他弟兄们说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？他兄弟不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶。
Verse 3, then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph, does my father still live? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence.
约瑟跟他们相认之后，第一个问题。
When Jesus met his brothers again,
Joseph,
when Joseph met his brothers again, the first question he asked
我爸爸还在不在?
Was, does my father still live?
今天我们会常常记得父母。
Today, we often remember our parents.
有一些时候我们比较记得自己的儿女比较多。
Today we do not often remember our parents because we more often think about our children.
有些人想起父母是有需要父母帮忙的时候就会想起父母。
Some people are reminded of their parents when they need help.
有一些年轻人现在都很聪明啊，结婚之前都算好了。
Some young people are very intelligent today. Before they get married, they already made the calculation.
先不要生孩子。
They think it's better not to have children first.
算好，父母哪一年退休。
They think about when their parents will retire.
父母退休哪一年生孩子?
And in the year that the parents retire, that's when they have children.
为什么?
Why?
免费的 babysitter.
Because then they have free babysitters.
这很想起父母。
And so that's when they think about their parents.
当父母还能帮你的时候，我当然会想到父母。
And so when our parents can still help us with something, then it is natural for us to think about.
父母老了，身体不好了。
But what about one day when our parents are old and their health is no longer good?
你会不会想起父母呢?
Will we still be reminded of them?
约瑟在被卖的那些年当中。
In all of the years when Joseph had been sold and was enslaved,
肯定每天都想起爸爸。
He surely thought of his father every day.
他后来发觉爸爸还在。
So later on, he discovered that his father was still alive.
一有机会，他就孝顺爸爸。
And so when he had the opportunity, he chose to honor his father.
把爸爸从迦南地接过来。
He brought his father from the land of Canaan
好好照顾爸爸
to Egypt so that he could take care of him.
所以约瑟到最后啊，他这个遗憾就没有了。
And so at the end of Joseph's life, he had no regrets.
本来是有很大的遗憾的。
Originally, he would have a big regret.
但是后来因为有这个机会。
But in the end, because he had this opportunity,
他就没有这个遗憾了。
He did not need to have regrets.
我们今天人生也是一样。
If our parents are still present today,
我们要对他好一点。
We must be good to them.
因为我们的父母对我们的恩太大了。
Because the grace that our parents have shown us is too great.
如果我们想以后我们的儿女孝顺我们一点。
If we want our children to be kind to us in the future.
对不起，在学校这个没有教孝顺这个东西。
And indeed, this is not taught in schools today.
一般的学校，西方的文化也很少强调孝顺这个事情。
In the Western society, in schools, honoring parents is seldom emphasized.
如果你想以后的儿女孝顺你，你有两件事情一定要做。
But if we want our children to be kind to us in the future, then there are two things that we must do.
第一就是要把儿女带来信耶稣。
First, we need to bring our children to church. So that they believe in Jesus.
如果他相信耶稣，他守诫命，他肯定孝顺你。
Because if they believe in Jesus and they keep the commandments, then they will honor you.
第二，你自己要对你的父母好一点。
And second, we must also be kind to our parents.
你儿女看到就会学。
Because when our children see our actions, they will learn.
这样都没有遗憾了。
And then we will not have regrets.
再来第二点。
And then,
如果想要过一个没有遗憾的人生,
if we want to live a life with no regrets,
夫妻之间要趁着大家都还在好好相处。
A husband and wife must live harmoniously while they have each other.
不要吵吵闹闹。
And avoid constant conflicts.
人生很短。
Because life indeed is very short.
我们看一对夫妻。
Let us look at one example in the Bible.
我们看亚伯拉罕。
Let us look at the example of Abraham.
看创世纪的二十三章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 23.
创世纪二十三章。
Genesis chapter 23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪二十三章的第一节
Genesis chapter 23 verse 1
撒拉享受一百二十七岁这是撒拉一生的岁数
Verse 1 Sarah lived 127 years these were the years of the life of Sarah
撒拉的一生她是一百二十七岁
Sarah lived 127 years
第二节
Verse 2.
撒拉死了，在迦南地的基列亚巴，就是希伯伦。亚伯拉罕为他哀痛哭嚎。
Verse 2. So Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her.
亚伯拉罕很伤心。
Abraham was very sad.
因为撒拉陪伴他一段很长的时间。
Because Sarah accompanied Abraham for a very long time.
圣经没有说撒拉跟亚伯拉罕结婚多少年。
The Bible does not describe for how many years Sarah and Abraham were married.
但是亚伯拉罕出埃及出这个乌尔的时候七十五岁。
But when Abraham departed from Egypt, from Ur, he was 75 years old, younger than him by 10 years.
所以65岁的时候就跟着亚伯拉罕离开家乡去迦南地了。
So when Sarah was 65, she left for her hometown with Abraham to the land of Canaan.
所以到她死的时候。
And so when she died,
起码跟他这样在外面漂流啊，有六十二，他人生的一半都在跟亚伯拉罕在漂流。
And so for half of the life of Sarah, she was with Abraham.
做一个无家可归的人啊。
She was a nomad.
撒拉的一生啊，本来在亚伯拉罕被神选召之前呢，是过得很平顺、很舒服的。
In fact, before Abraham was called by God, Sarah lived a very comfortable life.
有自己的家乡。
She had her own hometown.
但是因为神跟亚伯拉罕讲话说要选召他，陪着亚伯拉罕一直在漂流。
And then from that time onwards, she lived a nomadic life with Abraham.
这个是生活是蛮辛苦的。
And this is not an easy life.
我们加拿大，我来移民加拿大第一件事情就是想安顿好家里。
When a family immigrates to Canada, its first purpose is to settle down.
所以亚伯拉罕现在看到他太太死了。
And so when Abraham saw that his wife had died,
他就很伤心。
He was very sad.
但这种伤心是很复杂的。
Of course, this kind of emotion is complicated.
我们不晓得亚伯拉罕心里面想什么。
We do not know for sure what was in the mind of Abraham.
但是如果我们一个人,
But as a human being,
我们对我们的配偶,
when we see our spouse,
如果我们对我们的配偶不够好,
if we're notkind enough to our spouse.
有一天我们配偶不在了，我们会后悔的。
Then one day when our spouse is no longer present, we will regret.
最近我认识的一个弟兄姐妹，一个姐妹，她的奶奶爷爷过世了。
Recently, a sister that I know of, her parents-in-law passed
grandparent.
away. Her grandparents passed away.
爷爷奶奶哦，他们不是基督徒。
Her grandparents were not Christians.
他们以前。在一起的时候，每天吵架。
But when they were together in the past, they fought every day.
哇，吵架了，那个地步是非常严重的，非常激烈的。
And the degree of their conflict was very serious.
两个老人家早就分房睡了。
They for a long time did not sleep in the same room.
然后呢，他们还斗嘴。
They also argue with each other.
他们呢，去那个买这个叫福地啊，就是那种。以后要放骨灰的那种地方，老人家早就有心理准备了嘛，自己先选好。
They have purchased spots for their burial sites already, even when they were alive.
那奶奶还说啊，我以后不要跟你葬在一起。
And the grandmother even said, I don't know, I want to be buried next to you in the future.
两个人葬在一起啊，比较省钱嘛，上下铺啊，一个上面一个下面。
In fact, if you are buried together, it is less expensive.
又是夫妻嘛，应该是这样子。
And naturally, husband and wife should be buried together.
我不要跟你葬在一起，不要被你压住。
But the grandmother said, I do not want to be buried with you because I don't want to be under you.
嘴巴都很硬啊。
So she was very stern.
分房睡，吵架，每天天天的家常便饭。
And they chose not to live in the same room every day.
两个都九十几岁了。
And they were both in the 90s.
有一天呢，这个老爷爷突然间就过世。
One day, suddenly, the grandfather passed away.
很快，很突然。
Very suddenly.
这样过世之后，这个老奶奶打击很大。
And this came as a shock to the grandmother.
这个健康啊，整个人就越来越退步。
Suddenly, her health deteriorated.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为以前甚至吵架，但是天天有的吵。
It is because even though in the past they fought every day, they were able to fight every day.
所以有的打发时间啊。
And so they had something to do with their time.
头脑也有的刺激啊。
And there was also something that stimulated their minds.
现在没人吵架。
But now that there was no one to fight with,
那想起以前老爷爷的一些生活的点滴。
She started to think about her husband and the things that he did in the past.
很想念老爷爷。
And she started to miss him very much.
一年之后呢？
So within 1 year, after 1 year,
这个奶奶老奶奶也死了。
She also passed away.
最后还是有葬在一起。
And in the end, they were still buried together.
为什么呢？
Why?
但她心里面还是爱老爷爷。
In the end, she still loved him very much.
就是活着的时候整天顾着吵架。
But while they were living, they just fought every day.
没有好好的相处。
They did not live harmoniously together.
等到有一天一个人先走了。
So when one day, when one of them passes away,
才发觉说，哎呀，我以前。都没有对你不够好啊。
Then it is then that the other one discovers that she had not been kind enough to her spouse in the past.
所以我们今天活在世上过我们的人生。
Today as we live in this world,
圣经提醒我们。
The Bible reminds us.
我们看这个传道书第九章。
Let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章。
Let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第九节。
Chapter 9, verse 9.
传道书九章九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9.
这里一生虚空的连日，就是在神赐给你在日光之下虚空的连日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的世上所得来的份。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. Live joyfully with the wife whom you have.Whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all the days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun.
圣经说我们的人生是虚空的。
The Bible tells us that our life is vain.
因为很短。
Because it is short.
很多世上的成就也带不走。
And none of the accomplishments we have in this world can be brought with us when we die.
充满劳苦愁烦。
It is filled with labor and burden and sorrow.
但是虽然人生是很虚空。
Even so,
但是神有一件事情是要我们去做。
God still requires us to do one thing.
你去做了，你的人生就变得不会那么虚空。
And if we do it, then our life will not be so vain.
这是什么事情呢？
And what is this?
跟你所爱的配偶好好的去过人生，过生活。
It is to live joyfully with our spouse.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果每天吵架，为了小事大事也好，每天吵有什么意思呢？
If we fight every day, for small and big things,what can we accomplish?
或是每天冷战，我不跟你讲话，冷战有什么意思呢？
Or if we have cold wars all the time, and choose not to talk to each other, what good does that bring us?
所以有人说夫妻相处之道是什么？
Therefore, some people say, what is the teaching behind living with your spouse?
我们要想起对方的好。
They say, we need to think about what isis the good points of the other person.
你要常常想起自己的不足。
We also have to think about our own weaknesses.
你现在想才会对对方更好。
Because when we are reminded of these things, we will be kinder to the other person.
亚伯拉罕他以前也有软弱的时候。
Abraham also had a time when he was weak.
曾经也对太太有不好过。
There was also a time when he was not good to his wife.
为了保护自己的命，曾经叫太太说谎，说你是我的妹妹。
For the sake of preserving his own life, he once asked his wife to lie and say that she was his sister.
太太被人抓走。
And so his wife was captured.
如果不是神保守。
And if it was not for the perseverance of God,
太太早就没有了。
Of the preserving of God, she would have been gone.
有点自私啊。
And so he was kind of selfish.
每个人都是软弱的，我们男人有时候也会自私。
Everyone has weaknesses. Sometimes, as a man, we may also be selfish.
所以想起自己的不好。
And so let us be reminded of our own weaknesses.
想起我们的配偶对我们的好。
And let us be reminded of the goodness of our spouse.
还有这里说要好好的快活度日。
Here it also tells us, to live joyfully with our spouse.
经济可以了，过得去了。
If our finances permit us,
不要太辛苦。
we should not be
留点时间给对方。
We should not labor too much so that we can preserve time for the other person.
有些地方你答应要带你配偶去的，赶快带他去。
If you have promised your spouse that you would bring him or her to a certain place, then you should do it immediately.
不要说哎呀，姐妹投诉，哎呀，我们来加拿大五年了，Niagara Falls还没去过。
Do not wait until your spouse tells you that we've been married for 5 years and you haven't even brought me to Niagara Falls.
钱赚了那么多了，美国都没去过。
For so many years we've been married, but you have not brought me to the United States.
不一定要跑很远，花很多钱。
We do not have to go very far or spend a lot of money.
好好的相处，好好的过生活。
But we need to live joyfully and harmoniously together.
不要只是顾着赚钱。
Not just to focus on making money.
没钱就不没有钱花。
If there's no money, then you don't need to spend a lot of money.
有钱又不舍得花。
But if you have money, don't avoid spending it.
这样以后有一天我们配偶不在，我们会有遗憾的。
Because if you avoid spending money on your spouse, one day when your spouse is no longer there, you will have regrets.
所以圣经说的要跟你所爱的妻子，也包括丈夫了，当然好好度日。
Therefore, the Bible tells us to live joyfully with our wife or with our husband.
婚姻很短，你活多久就是多久了，这个没有得延长的。
Because even your married life is very short, because it depends on how long you live.
不要有遗憾。
And so let us not regret.
起码尽到我们自己的本分去爱对方。
At least fulfill our own duties and love the other party.
第三方面。
Thirdly,
如果我们还没有信主耶稣啊。
If we have not believed in the Lord Jesus,
要赶紧来信主。
Then we should hurry up and believe in the Lord.
不要等到有一天没有机会了才来遗憾。
Do not delay until one day when you have not the opportunity, and then you will regret.
我们看路加福音。
Let us turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的第十六章，从十九节到三十一节记载一个故事。
Luke chapter 16, from verses 19 to 31, it records a story.
就是两个人。
It is a story about two people.
一个叫财主。
One is called the rich man.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍。细麻布的衣服，天天歇华宴乐。
Verse 19, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. Verse 20.
又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口。
But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate.
那这两个人呢，是可以说出生不同，背景不同。
You can say these two men, they were born in different places and they lived differently.
真的，你出生，你的家庭背景影响你的人生。
Indeed, the background of a family in which you were born will affect your entire life.
有一些人父母很有钱。
Some people have very wealthy parents.
他出生就很有钱。
And so they are born rich.
他不用工作都很有钱。
They do not have to work and they're rich.
钱多到花不完，不用工作都花不完。
They are so rich that they do not have to worry about spending all of their money.
但是有钱不是错。
And being rich is not wrong.
但是财主的错在哪里？
But what is wrong with this rich man?
第一，他有钱，但是不仁慈。
First, he was rich, but he was not humane.
他只顾自己的生活享受。
He only cared about his own sumptuous life.
没有看看身边的人有什么需要。
He did not observe the needs of the people around him.
这个拉撒路一个乞丐，每天在他门口。
Lazarus was a beggar who was in front of his gate every day.
他都没有给他留一份饭。
And this rich man did not give Lazarus any food.
他只是说啊，你就在我下面待着，看我丢下什么你就吃什么。
He just said, you can wait and see what I throw at you and you can eat that.
有钱但是没爱心，神会审判。
If one is rich but has not love, God will judge him.
第二个，为什么他有错误的？
Secondly, what was wrong with this rich man?
他没有相信摩西跟先知的话。
He did not believe in the words of Moses and the prophets.
他只是过了富裕的生活，每天享受。
He only lived a life of luxury.
所以他死了之后就被神弃绝了。
And so when he died, he was rejected by God.
我们看二十二节。
Let us read verse 22.
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯兰的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
Verse 22. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried.
人生每个人都面对死亡。
every one of us will face death.
不管你是富有的还是穷的。
Whether we're rich or poor.
是君王或是乞丐都一样。
Whether we're a king or we're a beggar.
但是死亡之后有两条路。
But when we die, there are two routes to take.
第一就是回到神的身边。
The first route leads us back to the Father in heaven.
第二条路就是被神弃绝。
And the second route, is for those who are rejected by God.
那这个财主啊，被神弃绝。
This rich man was rejected by God.
24节。
Verse 24.
哦，第二十三节。
Verse 23.
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远的看见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”
Verses 23 and 24. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame."
这个财主啊，他人生最大的遗憾是什么？
What was the greatest regret of this rich man?
最大的遗憾就是不能得救。
The greatest regret he had was that he was not saved.
他人生都很好。
His life was very good.
在活着的时候没有遗憾。
When he lived, he had no regrets.
因为他也不管别人。
Because he didn't care about anyone.
但是他的遗憾呢，是死亡之后进入永恒的时候才发现的。
But his regret was only discovered after he died and he entered into eternity.
他发觉说，原来人死了还有灵魂。
That was when he discovered that after death there is still the soul.
原来灵魂没有得救是会很痛苦。
And he discovered that when one's soul is not saved, one suffers.
这个苦太大了。
And that suffering is so great.
这个没有什么东西可以形容的。
It is undescribable.
人间最可以形容的苦就是被火烧，还有没水喝。
In this world that we live in today, the greatest suffering we can imagine is to be burned with flames and not have water to drink.
圣经用这些苦来形容被神弃绝的苦。
And this is the reason why the Bible uses these things to describe what it feels like to be rejected by God.
给我一滴水就够了，可以吗？一滴水。
He says he asked for just a drop of water.
亚伯兰说不行，不可以过来，你我有好高分隔，不可以过来。
But Abraham said no, because there is a great divide between you and I.
那个财主啊，很痛苦啊。
And so the rich man suffered greatly.
那他有一个要求了。
And he had one additional request.
既然我已经不行了。
He said, since there's nothing that you can do for me,
不能改变我的命运了。
Since there's nothing that can change my fate,
那么可不可以帮忙回去传福音给我的这些兄弟们？
Then, please preach the gospel to my brothers.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家里去。二十八节。
28.
因为我还有五个弟兄啊，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。
Verses 27 and 28.Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
财主发觉原来来这个地方很不好。
The rich man discovered that coming to this place is very bad.
我有五个弟兄也是过跟我在世上的时候一样的生活。
And so, because he had five brothers who also lived the sumptuous life that he lived,
只顾着赚钱。
That they only cared about money.
只顾着花钱。
They only cared about spending.
只顾自己不顾别人。
They only cared about themselves and not others.
不听道理不悔改。
They did not listen to the teachings and they did not repent.
所以他要求亚伯拉罕打发拉撒路去传福音给他们。
So his additional request to Abraham was to ask Lazarus to go preach to them.
但是亚伯拉罕怎么说的？
But what did Abraham say?
说他们有摩西先知的话可以听从啊。
Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them."
如果他们不听。摩西先知的话。
But if they will not hear the words of Moses and the prophets,
死人复活了也不会听的呢。
Then even if one rises from the dead, they will also not listen.
这是告诉我们什么？
What does this story tell us?
人生最大的遗憾不是活得不够老。
The greatest regret of life is not that we did not live long enough.
也不是活着的时候当穷人。
Neither is it how poor we were when we were living.
那个没有什么好遗憾的。
There's nothing much to regret about those things.
人生最大的遗憾是什么？
What is the greatest regret of life?
不能得救。
It is not being saved.
因为人生很短。
Because life is short.
你看最近这两个月，一个马航的空难死了几百人。
Just imagine in these 2 months, there was the Malaysian airline incident which caused hundreds of lives.
韩国的道轮沉了，又死了几百，又死了几十人，那还有两百人找不到，应该也是死光了。
And now there's this KoreanCruise capsizing that may cause tens to hundreds of lives.
如果你在飞机上面,
if you were on that Malaysian Airlines plane, or if you were on that cruise,
最后一分钟你人生最后一分钟你会想到什么?
in the last moments of your life, in the last minute of your life, what would you think of?
你还会想到你有多少钱很重要吗?
Will you still think about how much money you have?
你会想到你活几岁很重要吗?
Will you still care about how long you live?
你只会想到我能不能得救?
No, rather you would only think about whether or not you will be saved.
所以我们要趁着还有今天。
Therefore, while we still have today,
希伯来书。
Let us remember this in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 3.
13节。
Verse 13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节。
Hebrews 3:13.
总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被迷惑，信就刚硬了。
Verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
这句话讲得太好了。
These words are wonderful.
趁着还有今天。
While we still have today.
为什么趁着还有今天?
Why does it say while it is called today?
因为昨天不是你的，已经过去了。
Because yesterday does not belong to you anymore, it has passed.
明天你也不知道是不是你的。
And you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
所以你只有今天。
So all you have is today.
你没有昨天了。
You do not have yesterday.
你也没有明天了。
Neither do you have tomorrow.
你只有今天。
You only have today.
有一个慕道者。
There was a truth seeker
来教会听道理很久
who came to our church to listen to the gospel for a long time.
差不多变老慕道者
He became a senior truth seeker.
就是大家都觉得以为他是信徒了，其实他还没受洗。
By that we mean that everyone already thinks that he is a believer, but actually he is not baptized.
帮忙教会煮饭啊，清洁啊，什么都做啊。
He will help the church with cleaning and cooking and do lots of work for church.
他就是不肯洗礼。
But he was unwilling to be baptized.
每次李根会都问他要不要洗礼。
Every time we have a spiritual convocation, we would ask him whether or not he wants to be baptized, and he would always want to delay it.
下一次，下一次。
He always says next time.
哎呀，那大家也不好意思逼他了。你说下一次就下一次了。
And the church members were unwilling to force him to be baptized, so that they let him delay.
拖了很多年了，大家都以为他是信徒了，其实还不是。
So for many years, lots of people thought he was already a member, but he was not.
有一次啊，他去钓鱼。
But one day he went fishing.
他喜欢海钓。
He liked fishing by the sea.
去海边钓鱼。
He liked fishing by the sea.
风很大，台风了，他还是去海边钓鱼。
Even though when the winds were great and the waves are very big.
他觉得台风来啊，鱼才多。
He still went fishing. He thought that when the typhoon was coming, he would get more fish.
钓啊钓，一个大浪盖过来。
And while he was fishing, a great wave came about him.
然后把他拉出去。
And dragged him into the sea.
整个人找不到了。
And he was gone.
没有接受洗了
and he was not baptized.
永远是慕道者
and so he was forever a truth seeker.
太可惜了
it was indeed regretful.
你说如果从来没有听过道理，或者心很硬，那个就没得讲。
If a person has never heard of the gospel before or is very hard in heart, then there is nothing for us to say.
到了门口了都不进来。
But when someone is at the door but refuses to come in.
那个就太可惜了。
That is regretful.
所以我们要趁着还有今天。
Therefore, while we still have today,
如果还没有受洗，还没把罪洗干净。
While you still have today, if you are not baptized yet, you must wash your sins away.
心里有感动，这是灵恩会，要好好听道理。
If your heart has been moved, then you must register to be baptized in this spiritual convocation.
那你说我已经受洗了？
But
你说我已经受洗了。
Some may say that they have been baptized already.
但是这里还提醒我们。
But here the Bible reminds us.
趁着还有今天，天天都要彼此相劝啊。
That while we still have today, we must exhort one another daily.
不要被罪迷惑，心刚硬。
We should not be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
所以我们要过一个没有遗憾的人生。
So we must live a life with no regrets.
第一，要对父母好一点。
First, we need to.Be kinder to our parents
趁着父母还在
while they're still present in this world.
过去很多事情放下吧
Let us forget about the things of the past.
父母还在，对他们好一点
If our parents are still around, let us be kind to them.
第二，夫妻之间好好相爱
Second, let us live harmoniously with our spouse.
因为一生很短暂
Because our life is very short.
将来会没有机会
In the future, there may not be an opportunity.
再来，信主要趁着机会
Next,we need to take the opportunity to believe in the Lord.
信的主也要保守自己的信仰。
When you believe in the Lord, if you have already believed in the Lord, you must also keep the faith.
不要遗失。
do not become lost.
这样我们才过一个没有遗憾的人生。
And then you can live a life with no regrets.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
唱诗一百九十一首。
Let us sing hymn 191.
Sarah, but